far and near. High and low around the pool were trees, most of them willows. These trees had the pool entirely hemmed in, the only small clearings left being those by the path, apparently intended for the moon. All the trees were somber as dense smoke, but among them you could make out the luxuriant willows, while faintly above the treetops loomed distant hills, their general outline only. And between the trees appeared one or two street lamps, listless as the eyes of someone drowsy. The liveliest sounds at this hour were the cicadas, chirruping on the trees and the frogs croaking in the pool. But this animation was theirs alone. I had no part in it. Then lotus gathering flashed into my mind. This was an old custom south of the Yangtze, which apparently originated very early and was most popular in the period of the Six Kingdoms, as we see from the songs of the time. The lotus were picked by girls in small boats, who sang haunting songs as they paddled. They turned out in force, we may be sure, and there were spectators too, for that was a cheerful festival and a romantic one. We have a good account of it in a poem by Emperor Yuan of the Liang Dynasty, called Lotus Gatherers.